The live export industry says recent pilot programs of a new animal welfare assurance system have been successful. The industry is marketing the Livestock Global Assurance Program, or LGAP, as an alternative to the existing system SCAS. Clinjas reports on the trials, which ran in Malaysia, Indonesia and Jordan.
Those trials were for goats, cattle and sheep, respectively, and were the first on-the-ground test for the rules, processes and audit systems that make up the draft LGAP standards. While the whole project is still in the research and development phase, the Australian Livestock Exporters Council's CEO, Alison Penfold, says the pilots have been encouraging.
Essentially, while there are some recommendations for improvements overall, there were no fundamental flaws found in the structure and operation of LGAP.
Under the existing system, called the Export Supply Chain Assurance System, or SCAS for short, the exporter is responsible for animal welfare throughout the supply chain. With the LGAP standards, Australian animals still have to be treated with the same level of care, but responsibility for doing that is shared more with the overseas facilities like feedlots, farms and abattoirs.
Exporters are still required under the proposed LGAP system to undertake certain functions, including chain of custody. But yes, facilities will be required to meet the standard related to animal welfare and demonstrate them directly to the auditors, to the accredited bodies and through them to the program owner.
It sounds like it worked well throughout the pilot program. How do you envision the situation playing out for a facility in the future if this research and development project becomes a new standard? How do you imagine that the system would deal with a facility that wasn't complying consistently?
In LGAP, there is a non-conformity management system. It's very clear requirements related to management of non-conformities. The auditor will have more responsibility in overseeing corrective actions and escalating those facilities where those actions have not been undertaken.
The auditing of facilities would be carried out by a range of certified organisations, with the auditors themselves holding recognised training in animal welfare and behaviour, as well as a deep knowledge of the standards. The federal government will continue to audit facilities.
I think it's really important. I think there were comments made recently that suggested that the government would not be regulating the live trade. That's simply not the case. Clearly, they have a responsibility for licensing exporters for the process related to taking animals off farm and onto the boat. But even under, if LGAP is implemented, the Australian government's responsibilities simply don't change. However, the process for demonstrating compliance with SCAS does change, and it changes in a way that is more typical of conformance programs. There's a whole range of initiatives within LGAP that in fact address in part the concerns and complaints of SCAS that have been raised. The 2015 report into SCAS said while the program had essentially achieved what it set out to achieve, it was a clunky, rigid and complex system. What we've tried to do with the research project is address those criticisms, those concerns, that clunkiness to deliver a next generation welfare assurance program that I think will, if implemented, be able to do a better job than SCAS currently does.
A 2-month public comment period for the draft LGAP standards closed last week. 17 submissions were made, with the majority of those coming from animal welfare groups. Now the LGAP Standards Committee will consider the comments, as well as reviews of the pilot program, and compile a report due for completion in March.
It's at that point in time when the project is finalised that the industry will take a close look at it and consider a range of issues in terms of whether to choose to implement the LGAP or not.
The Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Alison Penfold, ending Clint Jasper's report.